if we eat something, guys, that's lifeless, that really doesn't have the electrical charges in it any longer, then you're not going to get the energy that your body deserves. So you won't get, as I said here, the food itself is taking more energy than it's giving if it doesn't give you enough electrical charges. So for example, look to the right here. And these are in megahertz, the amount of electrical charges in different foods. So take a good look here. What kind of electrical charge is available in chocolate cake in megahertz? 1 to 3. Now, by the way, a tumor has 30 electrical charges, to give you an idea, by comparison. A Big Mac has 5 megahertz of energy. Now, before you look at that, maybe I should give you a frame of reference. Look up here for a second. Each of the organs of your body has a certain amount of energy, electrical energy, that can be measured in megahertz for it to be functioning healthily. The average of your core organs, like your brain, your heart, your lungs, is 70 megahertz. So just think about this. If you need 70 megahertz of energy, and your primary diet is made up of Big Macs, 5 megahertz, chocolate cake, 1 to 3 megahertz, right? Are you gonna be in an energy deficit or an energy abundance? Deficit, and so your energy's gonna be low. Now, let me ask you this. If your energy's low, will the organs of your body be working at their total functional peak efficiency, yes or no? So if they're not working efficiency, and let's say part of that is cleansing or providing what your body needs, then those systems start to shut down and you build up more toxic waste. That's just natural. Your body normally would get rid of, but you're no longer having enough energy to function properly. So you go through this slow decline most people call aging. Does this make sense? So take a look here, if you would, and you'll see some of the other foods we've got here. Vitamins. I mean, most vitamins and mineral supplements are 10 to 30 megahertz, and that's if your body can absorb them. Raw almonds are 40 to 50 megahertz. If you saw me snacking during the break here, I grabbed something. That's raw almonds I have up here. I have cucumbers, too, which are super high. Your liver is 55 to 60 megahertz. Your colon, 58 to 63. Your stomach, 58 to 65. Top of your head, 60 to 70. Your feet. So you can see your body's basically in that 60 to 70 range. Fruits do provide, you see this? They provide a lot of energy. They're alive, and so you can have them, but you're gonna wanna eat them properly, which we'll talk about. Green vegetables are the highest, 70 to 90 megahertz. Plus, green vegetables, ladies and gentlemen, are extremely what? Anybody know? What's the thing we want? Alkaline. We want alkalinity, and green vegetables are some of the most alkaline things you can take into your body. Next, as you'll see, live, fresh wheatgrass, 70 to 90. Your brain is 72 to 78. A computer runs on 90 to 400 megahertz, to give you an idea. How many of you love a rose? Like you get in the presence of a rose or you smell a rose, it just feels really great. How many have that feeling? Say I. A rose has 320 megahertz coming out of it. It's like you get this charge. All flowers don't do that to you, do they? Some have more than others. And what the feelings you're having are actual electrical charges that you can experience if you measure them. It's fascinating. And then I'm gonna show you a green drink that I actually brought for you outside that's between 250 and 350 megahertz. When you drink it, you'll feel like an immediate sense of charge of energy because all the charges your cells need are available immediately, plus it's alkaline, so it's available there. So I put over here how the 70 came about as the magic number for ideally for megahertz. Turn back 2 pages though, and then I'll show you how we get out of balance and how to get in balance quickly. Now, how many would agree that the real challenge that most people have is not some bug is attacking them, but the real challenge that they have is their environment has basically been compromised. That they've done things probably in their lifestyle, consciously or unconsciously, that have put the body in a weakened state, has caused the environment to be polluted, and now problems are building on top of each other. How many buy that theory? Say I. Okay, if you buy that theory, then the question is, how do we get there? How do we get imbalanced? And then the second question, the more important one then is, how do we get that balance back quickly? So if you open to page 19 in your book, you'll see what we call the cycle of imbalance. The cycle of imbalance. Now you'll see number one at the top here. The first thing that happens that takes us out of balance is there's a disturbance. Now what could disturb our bloodstreams, disturb our environment? Well, as I start out with again, negative thoughts, negative words, negative actions, those emotions, do they have an impact on our bloodstream, yes or no? Absolutely, and you can feel it, can't you? You know it's visceral. You know your whole body starts to shift when you go in these states. Now, after you have that experience, try adding to that a polluted environment. Do you think breathing, I should say, all the smog in the air makes you alkaline or acid? What would your common sense say? Totally makes you acidic. Okay? And LA's air is a lot better than it was before. Most of the countries is getting better, fortunately, but it still affects us. Acid diets. What's an acid diet? A diet that's made up of animal proteins is acid. A diet made up of a lot of cooked oils is acid. A diet that's made up of a lot of sugar is acid. A diet made up of a lot of carbohydrates, refined carbohydrates, you know, processed carbohydrates, like pastas, et cetera, it's gonna have a lot of sugar. Sugar, just think, sugar equals acid and acid equals glue. That's a good way for you to think about it. Sugar equals acid and acid equals glue, because what happens is, someone said during the break, they said, no, Tony, the acid's positive and the red blood cell, is negative, the red blood cell's negative. No, the red blood cell, the outside of the red blood cell is a negative charge. That's what keeps them repelling. The inside is positive. But what happens is when you put yourself in a position where you have this acid, it strips that charge, and now these cells start to collect. They start to move and become unhealthy. When they start banging into each other, and you can see it in people's bloodstreams, you can see the difference in what happens there between a healthy bloodstream where the red blood cells are big and plump and alive and round versus you see these misshapen cells, and you see these cells starting to break down, and very often you see things like parasites starting to break out of the cell, literally. You see it rip out of the cell. It's a very scary thing to see. Radiation can do this. In fact, one of the radiations that most people, we don't have enough science on yet, there have been a few research projects, but they're not being accepted by traditional science yet, except now they're showing up in lawsuits. As I'm sure you've heard about places where people are near big electrical towers and all the rates of cancer that are happening there. It's because our whole body is electromagnetic. You start moving around and putting a dose of radiation or electricity, either one, into your body's not ready for, it's going to have an impact. I'm walking around with this little thing here, which seems to have almost no charge at all, you would think. But if you go have your muscles tested when you got this thing turned on, my muscles turn off, so now I'm using more energy. So one of the things I have is I have this little chip that you guys have seen. My wife got one. I said, come on, honey, not another one of these things, you know. Now I'm wearing one, you know. But the reason is because you can physically feel it, and they've done research studies to show, because what it does is it collects the emitted low-frequency energy and keeps it from going directly into your body.